Towards the middle of July, in the year 1838, one of those vehicles called Milords, then appearing in the Paris squares for the first time, was driving along the Rue de l'Université, bearing a stout man in the uniform of a captain in the National Guard. He wore the aureole of complacency achieved by wealthy, self-made, retired shopkeepers. The Milord stopped at the door of a large house, which was occupied by Monsieur le Baron Hulot d'Hervé, Commissary General under the Republic, and now head of one of the most important departments of the War Ministry. The bourgeois captain was announced. Monsieur Crevel. When she heard this name, a tall, fair, well-preserved woman started and rose as if she had received an electric shock.
Hortense, my angel, go into the garden with your cousin Bed, she said hastily to her daughter.
It's about your marriage,
Cousin Bet whispered in her young cousin Hortense's ear.
If you will come this way, monsieur, we can discuss our business more conveniently here than in the drawing-room.
Madame Hulot shut both the window and the boudoir door so that no one could eavesdrop.
These precautions of yours, madame, would be a delightfully promising sign for a
lover, she interrupted him.
The word is weak, he said,
placing his right hand on his heart and rolling his eyes in a fashion that a woman nearly always finds comic when she meets them with no sympathy in her own.
Say rather, a man bewitched.
Listen, Monsieur Crevel,
the Baroness went on, too much in earnest to feel like laughing.